talking. I'm glad to see all of you here. Okay, you guys might want to sit back here because we're going to show some pictures in a little while. So can you come down here? Okay. Can you guys sit off the stairs down in the front? Can everybody sit down there, please? Okay. And I'm putting the things up here because I have something. This morning I want to talk to you about seekers. And in this box I have something, and I want to see if you can guess what it is. And I'm putting it up here because the adults are telling me they don't get to see when the people tell the children's story, and they want to see too. So I need to set the mic down for just a minute. Now please don't guess until you see all the pieces, okay? Let me scoot back down here with you because we're going to look at pictures in a minute. Can you tell me, does anybody have a guess?
Wood pile.
It is wood.
A tree.
It is part of a tree.
Sapling. A sapling.
Kind of. You're close.
Tree wood.
It is tree wood. Now, what part of the tree do you think those are?
The trunk and the branches.
Ooh, it looks like that, doesn't it? But guess what? It is roots. It's the very bottom of the tree. Now, that's a big root, isn't it? Those roots all come from one of our redwood trees that was in our front yard. And redwood tree roots go all over. And I will prove to you that those are actually roots in just a few minutes, but not yet. First, I want to tell you about redwood trees and roots. Redwood tree roots are a little bit different than most other tree roots, because most trees have a long tap root that goes way down to the ground, and it helps them stay up when the wind blows and the storms come. But redwood roots are different. They have just a big mass of roots, and they're all intertwined like this, and they go every which way. And also, redwood roots are water seekers. They love to go after water, and they go far and wide after water. Matter of fact, they went so far and wide in our yard that they reached the foundation of our house. And we were afraid they were going to do damage to our house, so we called our friend Steve Tilley, who does tree removals, and he came to our house, and he looked at our trees, and he said, "Those roots are not only all over in your yard, but those roots are probably all over in your neighbor's yards, and they're all under the road in the cul-de-sac where we live." So sad to say, we had to have him remove our big, beautiful trees. Okay, now if you look up at the screen, you guys can come, you might want to turn around. Okay, Greg is going to put our first picture up. Okay, do you see that? See where that section's taken out? My husband, Trey, took that section right there that I brought. That came out of that little hole that you see up there. That is one of the roots from one of our redwood trees. And you can't quite see it, but that root has kind of an elbow, a turn on it, because it was going one direction in our yard. And when we watered our flower bed that was close by it, that root turned direction and went right straight to our flower bed and came right up in it. Now there's roots all inside that. Okay, so the next picture. Now, can you see those roots, how they're all growing all over each other and intertwined? That's what they do. That's what helps them hold up. And when you see redwood trees, often you'll see them grow side by side. That's because all of their roots mingle together, and they help each other stand up. Okay, the next picture. This picture is the view that we would have when we would go out our front door or look out our window. See how big and beautiful those trees are? This is winter, and those trees were beautiful with the snow. And the next picture, this is what we would see. These are the trees without the snow. Now you see how it's just a big wall of trees? And it gave us lots of privacy, and we could go underneath those trees in our hammock, and nobody in our neighborhood would even know that we were there. And they would shelter us from the wind, and we had lots of birds that would come. And now all the birds are gone, except for our hummingbirds, because there's no trees for them to land in. Okay, and the next picture. This is a picture outside of our property, looking back, and you can see how they pretty much cover our house. We miss those trees. They were tall. The little one was about 35 feet, and the bigger one was about 40, 45 feet, trees, Steve told us. Okay, now this last picture, when I showed Trey the last picture, he said, oh no, and you'll see why, because this is the view we now have out our front yard. Pretty devastating. Our cat doesn't like to go out there and stay very much, and it used to be his favorite place to be, and we don't like to go out there so much either. Well, boys and girls, I was out in our front yard about a week or two ago, and I was looking at all those roots and how they were all mingled together and going every which way, and I thought, we should be like those roots. Now, what did I tell you those roots seek after? Water, yeah. Well, in the Bible, water is one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit. And I thought, if we were so filled with the Holy Spirit, like those roots are filled with the water that they go after, then God could use us to go far and away and every which direction to tell people about Jesus. So this morning, I want to encourage you to be soul seekers, to always be ready wherever you go, to tell people about Jesus, okay? So could we pray this morning and ask God to help us do that? Thank you, guys. You were good listeners. Let's pray. Okay. Father in heaven, thank you so much for each boy and girl here. Thank you that you have brought them here to church, and we just pray that you will just pour out your Spirit upon each one of them and on us big people too. Help us to be seekers for your kingdom, to tell others about you, and just to grow your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. You can pick up the baskets. Please just take one so everybody gets a chance to help. Thank you.